This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
The Weeknd, Call Out My Name. You're listening to Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, Tanya Hennessy from Weekend Breakfast is chatting to us live on the phone. Riley, this morning we were scouring through the news and we came across Willow Smith. Now, let me clarify. Is that the boy or the girl?
The girl.
That's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Willow Smith has come out and explained how she started to learn about the birds and the bees.
My introduction to sex was obviously walking in on you and Daddy. That was the first introduction.
When the hell did you walk in on us?
It was in Utah. Aspen. I think it was in Aspen.
Not Utah. It was in Aspen.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want the money.
The birds and the bees. That chat is always very uncomfortable with your parents, isn't it, Riley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have it?
I didn't actually have it with my parents. I had it with my best friend, and she told me what.
Stacey?
Yeah, Stacey. I remember sitting. She just found out before me, and we were sitting underneath her bunk beds, and she was like, "Hey, do you know that when you have a baby,
yeah,
the boy does this and the girl does this, and they do this and this thing?" And I was like, "Oh my god!" I was so mortified and disgusted that my parents did that.
That's what happens. That's life, you know?
Yeah.
I was driving back from church of all things with my dad.
Oh.
And he basically just started laying it on me. And I'm like, this is gross.
So what did he say?
He was trying to explain that, you know, that stuff.
Oh, it's making me uncomfortable.
I hate
even
it. And I've blocked it all
it.
Out. I just remember I don't remember the conversation. I just remember the uncomfortable feeling that I had when he was trying to explain that to me.
We want to know on 13, 12, 16, how did you learn about the birds and the bees? Was it an uncomfortable chat like that? Did your parents wait for a really inopportune moment?
Or did they palm it off?
Ah.
Palm it off to your older siblings, your grandparents.
Your personal development teacher. Remember when you used to have PD?
Nope. No. What's a personal development teacher?
Well, they're not a teacher. They're just like an English teacher that's assigned to take care of that class. PD. I'm pretty sure that's what they called it.
No.
13, 12, 16. Let us know. How did you learn about the birds and the bees? Or did you have to give the birds and the bees conversation? Oh my God.
Mum and Dad, we need to hear from you. Whatever it takes, Imagine Dragons. 13, 12, 16. How did you learn about the birds and the bees? We'll take your calls next on Hit. Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit. After 7:30, the Hit helpline. Sean from Thaguna has gotten in touch with us with hopefully an uncommon problem.
But today, 13, 12, 16, how did you learn about the birds and the bees? That's what we want to know.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Now, you had a very uncomfortable conversation with your dad in the car on the way home from church.
Yeah, Seamus. That was really uncomfortable trying to explain to me. Because when you're a teenager, your hormones are rife. Sometimes in the car, as a male, things stand to attention when they're at the wrong and most inopportune times.
No. Is that what happened?
Well, sometimes it can. And if you're next to your parents, it's the most, you couldn't be, you want to be somewhere else.
Did you want to launch,
you want to get out
of the car?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, Sam from Wodonga. Now, Sam, you've got a daughter. Have you given her the birds and the bees chat yet?
Yeah, I had no choice, thanks to her school.
What happened?
The other day in sex ed, they teacher asked, you know, what's the other word, another word for, you know, sex? And a young boy put his hand up and said, oh, Dad calls it his massage. Mum's special massage. So my daughter's come home and she said, Mum, so every time Dad says he's giving you a massage, do you get a massage? And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. It's going to be very awkward, Sam, the next time one of you are actually going out for a massage with someone else.
It totally is awkward. Every time my daughter hears the word massage,
yeah, I remember.
Mom.
Years ago, me and my brother were walking around our house and I heard moans and groans from my parents' room. I said, Mum, am I getting another baby? No, honey. Dad was giving me a massage.
Oh, this is a common thing then.
Turns out we all know what that means.
That's very awkward. Thank you, Sam.
No worries, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So What happens when you actually go, like, just say, for example, to Ndota Spa for a massage? Ndota Spa. Just massaging.
You get a massage,
there, right?
Okay. Seamus.
Just wanted to clarify.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Nelly Furtado, Promiscuous. Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. Now, Riley, I'm pretty excited to introduce our next guest via La Telephone.
Yeah, me too. Tanya Hennessy. She's got a new book out. It's called Am I Doing This Right? You hear her every weekend on Weekend Breakfast.
Or you see her all over your social media feeds because she is just video crazy. She has over 1 million followers on Facebook uploading so many different videos, Riley.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Tanya Hennessy.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys. I'm so excited. And yeah, I am on the internet a lot. I do apologize for that.
I mean, how many...
I annoy myself.
How many strings are on your bow? Radio, online. Now you've got a book.
Too many. Mm. It turns out that, you know, maybe I had a low-key breakdown at the beginning of this year because I maybe put too much on my plate. You know what? I'm living my best life. I've had some coffee and I'm getting through it.
Oh, absolutely. We're so excited to read the book as well. Am I Doing This Right? What's it actually about, Tanya? It's some life lessons from you.
Yeah, you know, it's like life lessons, things not to do as an adult. Like, it's just like a series of failures, to be completely honest. Like, here are all the ways I failed. Try not to do this. But if you do, I'm sure you'll be fine. It's an alphabetized list, so it's called the Encyclopedia Britannia. See what I did there?
I love
ooh,
it.
Very clever.
Good.
So it's called Am I Doing This Right? Encyclopedia Britannia. So it's an A to Z. And so there's short stories and anecdotes and memes and lists. So it looks like a news feed. And I thought that was really kind of cool, considering I think millennials, particularly millennials, we're really time poor and we're on several different devices doing different things. And our attention span isn't great, and I know that personally. And I don't think it's just millennials. I just think day-to-day, we all of us are just becoming more and more time poor. So it's written so you can just pick it up, have a read, and put it down. Read 500 words, put it down. And they're all, like, punchy little stories. So, you know, A is, like, adulting. B is boobs, bodies. C is career. And E is exercise. And it's just a blank chapter, which I was very impressed with myself.
Is exercise a blank chapter?
Yes.
Just 5 pages of just things you can doodle on.
I love that.
Literally, Seamus, it says these are pages you can doodle on.
I love that.
No, it's so great, Tanya, and you've had so much success and everyone's really getting around you on Facebook and stuff. We love all your videos, but Seamus, I don't know if you know this, but Tanya and I met, like, I think it was about only like 3 years ago, Tanya. And
Where did you guys meet?
We met at like sort of like a radio course in Melbourne that they run, the company runs, and you were doing breakfast radio in Toowoomba.
And
I'm pretty sure you were doing that anyway. And it's all like it was one video that kind of set you off on Facebook, wasn't it?
Literally, and Riley, do you go by Riley Rose? You're both. It's fancy. I'm calling you Riley Rose.
That's beautiful. She gets angry at me.
No, I don't.
It's beautiful. If that was my name, I'd be like insisting. Oh, it's beautiful. Literally, Jules Lund gave me the advice to make those videos.
Yeah.
In 2015, when I worked in Toowoomba, I sent him a show reel, like a presenting show, and I was like, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And he said, "Hey, call me back. I want to talk to you." And I was like, "Oh my god, he hated my show reel. Like,
he's going to lecture you.
Lecture me. Like, don't send celebrities unsolicited mail." And he goes, "Oh, I think your show reel's good, but I don't think you'd be a good presenter at all. That's not for you. You should do little relatable videos, put them on Facebook." And the first one, I did hit 1.3 million, and he was, like, gobsmacked, but no more than me. Like, I was on the floor, like, how the hell is that even possible?
Yeah.
And he said, keep going. His advice was keep going, and I think to anybody who's thinking about doing social, and, you know, if you're listening to this one and going, God, I'd love to start a YouTube channel, just start.
Yeah.
Just start.
Just
and just keep going.
Yeah, exactly, because I think we all get really afraid of, like, fear of rejection or people hating it or not getting enough likes.
But right. And you know, you'll probably start, and because it is a different landscape now, that was 2015, just keep going, because you never know what's going to go viral. Literally, you never know.
That's very true.
Just like a machine gun, you just got to keep shooting bullets at a target, and hopefully one hits.
Seamus, that is like the most accurate description of social ever. I'll put that on a meme. That's very clever. You could speak at a conference about social with that kind of gear.
Very good.
Hey, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us. How can we get our hands on your book, or are you touring around Australia? What's happening? How can we access your stuff?
I'm not coming to the border, and I'm crushed because I used to live in Griffith and I used to come there all the time because Well, there was not a lot to do in Griffith.
sure.
And so I was on the border. But it's in Kmart, Target, Dimex, literally anywhere where good books are sold. Today, it's out today. So,
oh, we got you, exclusive.
Yes. And you know, Riley, it has something in there that you talk about as well, imposter syndrome. And it's something that I think a lot of women and men will definitely relate to. And I was so, like, when I saw your story, I was like, oh, my God, me too. And then I thought, well, if that's me and you, and so many people responded so positively to your article, I dare say that, you know, hopefully a lot of people relate to that in the book as well.
I love it, Tanya. Can't wait to read it. Am I doing this right? You can catch Tanya on Weekend Breakfast this weekend as well. Thank you, Tanya.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love See you, Tanya. Bye. Bye. Riley Rose and Seamus, after the news and what's trending, Hit Helpline, What Should Sean from Thaguna Do? It's coming up on Hit.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit, after the news and what's trending. Are you addicted to Fortnite?
I love this, Seamus. I saw this in the Border Mail yesterday. Adrian is from Barranduda, and she's going to be going to be taking part in the Act for Peace Ration Challenge during Refugee Week next week.
So essentially, she's going to be eating what a refugee would eat every day for a whole week.
Yeah.
Look, she joins us now, Adrian Lyons. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you going? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what exactly will you be eating? What does a refugee eat each day in the week?
So, basically, it consists of rice, lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans, flour, and sardines.
Okay.
All in quite small portions. And I have water to drink, and I can use water and vegetable oil to cook with.
Okay. Well, we've actually just uploaded the picture that you sent me, Adrian. Thank you very much for that on Hit the Borders face Instagram page if you want to go check out what actually is.
Yeah. So it's going to go for a week. I mean, you're not a refugee, so you will be in and among the border, catching up with friends still, going about your daily life, which I assume might come into a bit of a problem because your birthday's coming up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it should be okay, though. It's definitely going to be interesting, but at least it'll be a good conversation starter for everyone.
Well, absolutely. It is Refugee Week next week. What prompted you to take part in this, Adrian? Have you been overseas before? Do you know a lot about Syrian refugees?
Not Syrian refugees. I have spent a bit of time in India, but I actually saw the challenge advertised through social media and just immediately thought it was something that I could get involved with, and so I would.
So are you raising money, just awareness? Like, what's the aim here?
First primarily would be to raise the funds. It doesn't just go towards providing food for the refugees. It also helps fund their educational and medical programs, which is really important to me because there's a lot of young children in the camps.
I know.
Sorry.
Keep going. You go.
The second part would just be, definitely getting that conversation started in different parts of Australia and getting people talking about it. And then the only other thing is just, it's something that I can do. And at the end of the day, if you can find one small positive thing that you can do, then you might as well do it.
Well, that's what I think is so great about what you're doing because, you know, you are eating like a refugee for the week, but, you know, even if anyone was to partake in this around here...
Riley wants to do it.
I actually am looking into doing it because it's...
Do
it's,
it!
Yeah, I know.
How?
It's so true.
How can you actually do it? It's next week, so if someone wants to do it, how do they do it?
Just jump online, go to the Ration Challenge website with Act for Peace, and they'll send you out your ration box. It might just mean that it doesn't get to you until, say, Friday, or it might get to you Monday, and then you start from that day and you're on board.
So where can we go to donate to your page if you're raising money?
you can find me at rationchallenge.com.au/Adrian-Lyons. I'll send you guys the link for you to share as well.
Yeah, please we can pop that up on our social media.
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. Let us know how you're going next week, okay?
When I get really hangry, I'll be sure to let you guys know.
Yeah, jeez. You give us a call and just yell at us for no reason.
That's what I would be worried about next week, working with Seamus. I get angry even when I'm
full
tummy.
Especially when
it's
your birthday.
Yeah, but at least you can blame him.
Yeah.
Why am I getting into trouble? Yeah, when it's your birthday, everyone's singing you happy birthday, you're just yelling at them. Shut up, everyone! Give me some cake! You don't know what it's like to eat like a refugee!
Nah, it's really good, Adrian. You should be so proud of what you're doing.
Good
I love
work.
It.
We're around you.
Thank you so much, guys.
No worries. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Taylor Swift, Delicate. Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9. Tyson, we're going to introduce you to a new segment we tried out this morning.
Hello, I'm scared.
Riddle me Wednesday.
This is Riddle Me Wednesday.
Riddle Me Wednesday.
Okay, so I did a riddle already this morning, so I've had a bit of practice, but Seamus is going to say the riddle, and Tyson, you and I have to get it the quickest. I'm not very good at this, though. Are you?
I don't know. I might have heard some before. I might not be able to figure it out myself. I'm just hoping I've heard it before and I can act smart.
I'm about to read it out. 13, 12, 16. You can play two.
If we both can't get it.
Here it is. If you have me, you will want to share me. If you share me, you will no longer have me. What am I? 13, 12, 16, if you know the answer. Tyson or Riley Rose, who will get it first?
That made me feel sick.
Excuse me?
It confused me so much.
It's not an off seafood dinner.
Can you read it again, please?
If you have me, you will want to share me. If you share me, you will no longer have me.
It's food.
No, because...
No. Because Riddle Me Wednesday.
The first bit is the... If you have me, you want to share me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you've got this, you're like, oh, I want to share.
You don't want to share food.
No one wants to share food. So if you've got it, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to share this. But the second No, it's not an idea. 13, 12, 16. Good morning. You are live on the air. What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, do you have the answer to this riddle for Riddle Me Wednesday?
I hope so.
Okay, lock it in. What is it?
A secret.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. It is a secret.
I couldn't get past thinking about food.
I was going to tell you, but it was a secret.
That was a good
Congratulations,
one.
Sarah.
Oh, all these callers are coming through. Everyone's so smart.
We'll give you this. You win 100 Riley Rose and Seamus show points. 100 Riley Rose and show points. You can have them.
Don't spend them all at once.
Oh, so worth it.
Yes,
thanks,
it is.
Sarah, for calling. You're a legend.
I don't even think you need to give out show points for that segment because I think people actually, it's gratifying to know that they're smart and at least smarter than Tyson and I.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did you like that riddle, though?
It was good.
No, because I look stupid.
I just could not stop thinking about food.
I mean, the idea was close.
It's all right. Yeah, idea's not far off.
It's still an idea if you still have it after.
We'll have another one next Wednesday. Never be the same. Camila Cabello on Hits.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.